How's your golf game? Yeah, mine too, but more on that later. It's time for more golf talk on the CDGA Golf Show, your guide to golf around the world and in your neighborhood. The CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000.
Here are your hosts, Barry Cronin
and Tyler Rocky.
Welcome in. It's the CDGA Golf Show presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. Tyler Rocky alongside Mike Gilligan on this beautiful 4th of July Sunday morning in the great city of Chicago. This segment brought to you by Coghill Golf and Country Club, a pure golf experience. If you missed anything today, be sure to check out the CDGA Golf Show podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. That includes the ESPN Chicago app right under the CDGA Golf Show tab. Be sure to check it out, download, subscribe, rate it, all that good stuff. Let's head on out to the Jersey Mike's hotline, Jersey Mike's a sub above, where we check in with the man you usually hear on these Sunday mornings on the CDGA Golf Show, Barry Cronin. He's out at the John Deere Classic. Good morning, Barry. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you? I'm doing great. We're out here in the Quad Cities. We're having a terrific tournament, and we're doing great. I've been listening a little bit to you guys this morning, and I couldn't help but it's a live tour love fest. You guys must be thinking that maybe the PGA Tour is history, huh?
Well, that's why we brought you on, Barry, yeah. Because you got to give it a little bit of a life here, because we were enthralled by what we saw on the LIV Tour yesterday. But just kind of take us through, what have been the biggest takeaways from you through these first three rounds of the John Deere?
Well, we've had fantastic, unbelievable scoring. Not really unbelievable, but great scoring. It's always a birdie fest out here, as you know. We've got some guys in line here for potential life-changing result to this tournament. The player who wins today gets a 2-year exemption, of course, on the PGA Tour. He gets a spot in the British Open if he's not already exempt, get into the PGA Championship and the Masters, and 500 FedEx Cup points. So it's quite valuable to the winner of the tournament. So there's really something on the line. These guys, of course, haven't already been paid millions of dollars. And so they're really, really trying. They're out here practicing.
Are you saying that the guys on the LIV Tour don't practice?
I don't think they practice as much as these guys. You think the guys on the Senior Tour who play an exhibition, 54-hole exhibition every week, or maybe 8 times a year or 12 times a year, are out there grinding every day? Mike, there's no way they are. If you've got $125 million already and you're Dustin Johnson and you say, I'm playing here because I can play less and make more, which is really the equation for these guys, and maybe they feel they're losing their games, why would they be practicing? They're already out there. The guys on the – you know darn well, Mike, that the guys who are playing senior golf, they don't practice much.
Well, I think they do, but that's a debate for another day. I would like to get back to TPC Deer Run, and I saw a stat yesterday on CBS that the amount of birdies that have been made on the PGA Tour since the year 2000, when the John Deere made the switch to that golf course, is the most on tour. And why do you think that that's the case there?
Well, because anybody who knows anything about golf in the summer understands, in the Midwest, understands that it's humid here, it rains here. That softens fairways, which make the fairways effectively wider. And, of course, this golf course was built for some public play, so they had to kind of make the fairways, a little bit wider. And these are big greens. When you have large greens that are soft greens, they become bigger. Effectively bigger. This tournament was won in 2003 by Vijay Singh. It was held in September when it was cooler, drier, etc., and he won at 16 under par, which is what Brooks Koepka won the U.S. Open at. I think Brooks was 17 under par at Erin Hills when he won the U.S. Open. So if you have wide fairways in the middle of the summer, and the same thing happened, Mike, at Kemper Lakes when we had the PGA there in 1989. I mean, I don't remember exactly what Payne Stewart's score was, but I do know that it rained and it was soft. And the conditions on media day were a lot worse in May.
Well,
they were in August.
Barry Cronin with
the conditions on media day, by the way, are always worse than they are during the tournament. The wind, and by the way, the wind here this week, the wind hasn't blown at all.
Barry Cronin with us here on the Jersey Mike's Hotline, the editor of the Chicago District Golfer Magazine, and you can catch him here on the CDGA Golf Show every single Sunday morning, 7 to 9 a.m. So, Barry, a couple of guys who are from the area, that being the Chicagoland area, participating in this event. I did see that Nick Hardy, our guy, is struggling a little bit. He's just 3-under currently in a tie for 63rd. But Patrick Flavin, he's putting together a nice little run for himself right now. He's 9-under. He's set to tee off in a little over an hour and a half from now. But what else have you noticed from some of the local guys?
Well, Patrick, as you said, he's 9-under par. He's tied for 30th right now. He's having a great week. He was so happy. Saw him yesterday. His mom and dad are out here. And there's a good Highland Park contingency contingent out here supporting him, et cetera. So he's doing great. He's just in a great mood. As you said, he got a sponsor exemption here. He's Monday qualified for all kinds of different PGA Tour events this year. I mean, five times, so that's a huge deal. Today, he's going to play with Zach Johnson in his pairing. So, you know, Patrick's not a big guy, and neither is Zach. You know, Zach's only 5'11 and 164 pounds, and Patrick's about the same size. And I think Patrick will take a little inspiration from looking at Zach, who's got two sponsors exemptions here and won the Masters and the British Open at St. Andrews in 2015. So I think it'll be a really great round for him today. You mentioned Nick Hardy. Yeah, Nick is, you know, struggling a little bit. He's only 3-under par, 71, 68, 71. So you can't shoot two rounds even par here and expect to be in the mix. I think he's a little weary. He's played a lot of golf lately. But he's still a great young man, and he's playing well. Kevin Streelman also 4-under par, and he'll have to have a nice round today. He was telling me he might play down in Kentucky next week, depending on what happens today. So, it's a good group, and I think Kevin had some fans out here following him around. I know his wife and children are with him, so it's a great family week for the players here.
So Barry, with the Patrick Flavin, the pride of Miami of Ohio, naturally. But what does he have to do today to help his career along so that he can avoid having these Monday qualifiers? Is there a certain place, a certain amount of money? What is it going to take for him to be then with equal footing, if you will, or getting into events without having to go through the grind? Because he has been a Monday qualifying warrior.
He really has been. I mean, Mike, if he could finish in the top 10, depending on what else happens in the top 10, he would be able to play the Barbasol next week in Lexington, Kentucky, which for him would be a great thing. It would be a similar field next week, and so he could be competitive in there. But we have three British Open exemptions here. So, you know, if he could somehow work his way into the top 10, which would be, you know, that would be tough. He'd have to really go low today. But you never know. One guy shot 8-under. Bo Hoag shot 8-under yesterday. And Scott Stallings, who was three shots off the lead in second place, shot 7-under yesterday. So it's possible. So you never know, but it would be tough for him. But I think if he finishes in the top 20, Mike, he would be able to get into the Korn Ferry Tour event next week. So his goal, though, is to finish with enough points so that he can get into the Korn Ferry Tour finals. Their playoff finals. If he can get in there, then somehow work his way and get his PGA Tour card. That's what he's. That's what his goal is to get into those finals. And to secure his PGA Tour card for next year.
Barry Cronin with us here on the Jersey Mike's Hotline, the editor of the Chicago District Golfer Magazine and also co-host here on the CDGA Golf Show. So, yeah, let's get into a little bit of the leaderboard here, especially in that top five. You've got JT Poston right now, the three-stroke lead, and then you got that group of three currently tied for second with Stallings, like you mentioned, Emiliano Grillo, and your guy, Denny McCarthy.
My guy.
Your guy.
My guy, Denny McCarthy.
So
keep an eye on him.
You told us earlier in the week that you met Denny. What's he like, and what do you think about his chances to overcome this three-stroke deficit right now?
Well, he's a good young guy, and it's interesting. Denny McCarthy and JT Poston, along with a few other guys, Grayson Sigg and a couple of other guys, they are staying in the same house. So they're going home at night and playing cards, playing gin rummy and playing the dice. And after they go out to dinner and everything, they claim there's not a lot of alcohol, and it's not like Animal House. So these are the straight lace golfers of the 21st century. So, but yeah, and he sounds real confident. You know, he's played so well at the U.S. Open, and he's played well at the Memorial and other tournaments. So I he's got a lot of confidence about him. And JT Poston, though, man, this guy is zen. He's just trying not to get upset and not to get too emotional. But as you know, the back nine of any tournament, he could lose three strokes in a second. This is going to be, as always, this tournament on Sunday is going to be real competitive. The last five holes at TPC Deer Run that D.A. Wybring put in here, there's a lot of change and a lot of movement. You know, there's a reachable 14th hole is a reachable par four. They had the tees up yesterday. And then 15 is a real tough par five. 16 is a beautiful little par three, which you probably have seen on TV. 17 is a par five, but guys can make eagle. And 18 is a really tough finishing hole. So there's a lot of change that can happen in these last five holes. And we've seen this over the years, lead changes. I mean, Bryson DeChambeau in 2017 came from behind, shot 30 on the back nine. We've had all kinds of different things happen at this tournament. And, you know, somebody was saying yesterday, yeah, well, we'll probably have a playoff. So you never know.
Barry, one last thing before we let you go here. We heard Taylor Gooch talking about the LIV Tour, and he said this is an environment unlike any other that he's played in before, and even some that he hasn't played in before. But what is the John Deere Classic doing to make sure that their event is an environment unlike any other?
Well, the John Deere Classic has been an environment unlike any other for as long as I've been here, which has been almost about 20 years. It's a tremendous community event. We will end up helping to raise about $13 million for local charities. It's the pride of the Quad Cities. It's really the Super Bowl event, the one big professional, major professional event that they have here. And, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff going on out here. I mean, as I say all the time, I tell people from Chicago, if you want to bring your kids to a reasonable golf tournament where there aren't 40,000 people running around, you bring them out here and the kids can get autographs. It's very, very, very much on a human scale. And that's what really makes the John Deere Classic unique is the community element of it and the involvement of John Deere as a corporate sponsor and really making is really a corporate citizenship and making the cities and towns where they have locations and headquarters and factories, et cetera, a better places to live. So there's a lot that goes into this tournament that not only the LIV Tour, but a lot of tours, stops on the PGA Tour don't have. So this is truly unique. And I have to say, we talk to the CBS guys, we talk to people, all the media that come here from out of town and the players, and they love it because the people are cool and nice, and they feel everybody from out of town feels very welcome here. That's my sales pitch, and it's just the truth. So I don't have to give a sales pitch.
Oh, no. Having been to the John Deere multiple times, you hit the nail right on the head. That community rolls out the red carpet and does it right. I mean, the amount of volunteers and the fans, the community, it is truly their event, and it's a rather unique experience. In fact, My nephew's heading out to watch it because they played an IJGA event out there in the spring, so they want to go out to the course and watch the pros do it. But one quick question I had for you, Barry. You mentioned CBS. Where's Jim Nance?
Nance is not here. I think, you have to think about it. Nance, the guy works a lot of weeks in the year, the NFL, of course, and a lot of the PGA Tour events. So, he's not here.
Oh, okay.
And he usually doesn't come to this event. Andrew Catalan is our lead announcer this week. And the nice thing is we have Trevor Immelman, who's going to be going to take Nick Faldo's place. And so that's terrific to have him. Ian Baker Finch, Dottie Pepper, Frank Nobilo. So we've got, almost the entire CBS crew, with the exception of Nance. And Nance has never been a regular here. You got to take off sometimes. So he takes off this week, which is fine. We had Bill McAtee for years, and Bill was great. I mean, CBS, the depth of the CBS team is really strong. So they really do a great job, and they treat us very well. The presentation that they give is great. I mean, you can see the beauty of the golf course. I mean, for people who haven't played TPC Deer Run, there's a reason that it's ranked, I think, number two behind Dubs Dread, Coghill number four in the state of Illinois for public courses. I mean, it is fantastic. And, the pros come out here and they make it look like a pitch and putt, and everybody thinks it's easy. But when you get out here, it's not easy. So I definitely think, people should make a point to come out here and play it. There's a lot of hotels out here. Here I am doing my Chamber of Commerce thing, and I'm not even. There's hotels galore. There's casinos all over the place, and I would recommend you come out and try it.
Well, Barry, thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk to you here on the show next week.
All right. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon. Thanks for sitting in, Mike.
No problem.
That is Barry Cronin joining us on the Jersey Mike's Hotline. Jersey Mike's a sub above. When we come back, Pat Perez had his strong comments on why he left the PGA Tour to join the LIV Tour. We will do that in just a little bit. This segment brought to you by Coghill Golf and Country Club, home of 42 practice bays with Top Tracer technology.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app. Welcome into the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. Here's your hosts, Barry Cronin and Tyler Aki.
This segment brought to you by Zero Friction and their new Wheel Pro Golf Bag. Tyler Aki sitting alongside Mike Gilligan here on the CDGA Golf Show, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. Just wrapped up our conversation with Barry Cronin. He's out at the John Deere. If you missed anything, go check out the CDGA Golf Show podcast. Once we're done, we're with you every single Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m. here on ESPN 1000, 100.3 HD2, and on that ESPN Chicago app, where you can find the CDGA Golf Show podcast or wherever you get your podcasts as well. All right, Barry, we've been talking a little bit about the LIV Tour today. And, Pat Perez, he's a guy, 46 years old, prime clearly behind him. And this is one of these opportunities that I don't want to say it feels like a lifeline for a guy like Pat Perez, but maybe it almost feels like second life for him, being able to go out there, play on the LIV Golf Tour, make a very good living, better than what he was making on the PGA Tour. Blew up yesterday in his final round. He goes 8 over, finishes 6 over. However, he is on the winning team, the four aces, alongside Taylor Gooch, Dustin Johnson, and Patrick Reed. This is Pat Perez. This was in his press conference leading into the Portland event this week, talking about why he left the PGA Tour. And I think what he's saying here is the most candid of responses that you're going to get out of any of these guys, and also probably what is on everyone's mind, but some people just a little afraid to say it right now. Here's Pat Perez.
For me, it's real simple. I'm 46. I played 515 events. I've been on the road since 1998. Okay. I mean, I've been on the road longer than Matt Wolf has been alive. I have almost four-year-old. I missed my son's birth last year. August 18, I get a call. My wife's going to labor. I'm in Jersey. I'm getting ready to start the FedEx playoffs. You know, I'm 116 on the list. I can't leave. I can't miss it. I can't get back. I can't get there and back without spending 150 grand in private flight. I'm not doing that. So I had to suck on it, and, you know, I had to miss my son's birth. And, you know, fortunately, I made the cut, and I moved up my status by playing all right, but it still sucked. You know, I have to tell him one day why I wasn't there. And, you know, once again, I'm a 30 to 33-week guy. Every year I've done it, and now I don't have to. And I get to be with them. I get to be with my family. At my age, this is an absolute golden opportunity for me. I get to play. You know, DJ's my captain. I get to play seven this year, you know, and then whatever else in the future. It's a no-brainer for a guy my age that's been on the road. I just had 3 weeks off. I feel great. I couldn't be more excited about this. And that's the bottom line, you know. The bottom line is I'm tired of being on the road every day. And I'm just, I don't have to do it now. And that's this group, this opportunity has been, it's like winning the lottery for me. It's incredible. I couldn't be more excited.
And I think that's the perfect way to put it for someone like him, and even for another guy like Phil. I mean, we've gone this entire show talking about LIV Golf, and we have not talked about Phil Mickelson once. Like, these guys are making it about the competition within the field now. And for a guy like Pat Perez, who's clearly in the back stretch of his career, I mean, this is the golden opportunity, like you said, winning the lottery, it feels like, for him.
No doubt. And as I listened to Pat and I heard the statement earlier, and now when I listen to it again, he's truly speaking from his heart. He truly is speaking it from an experience that has probably been some of the greatest of times and some of the most challenging of times for him and his, you know, way of family life, quality of life, if you will. And obviously he's at that point of his career, still plays the game at a high, high level, no mm-hmm. doubt.
But by no stretch a household name in golf.
No, not at all. But I think he was in the right place at the right time. You know, and first and foremost, let me be clear here. I am a huge PGA Tour fan. I'm just intrigued by the way that this format is unfolding and what it's doing and what it's addressing. And I think when you mentioned Phil Mickelson, you know, the reason he jumped on this bandwagon was to impart change on the PGA Tour.
Right.
And I think
he got some of it.
And he did. You know, they are now putting $54 million into the purses of eight events next year. And does that happen without the LIV Tour and where we are? So there's a bunch of PGA Tour guys that might want to be saying, hey, thanks, Phil. Come next year when they're a part of those eight events and, you know, cashing in checks that would be a lot higher than they would otherwise, right? But I think the PGA Tour needs to continue to make modifications and changes so that guys like the top amateurs of the world will want to stay and play in America. But you look at, you know, Chakara, who came mm-hmm. over, the number two amateur in the world, and his statement was, this contract gives me peace of mind and ensures the future of my family. So if you went on the Korn Ferry Tour right now and you ask a lot of these guys that are struggling, what if you had this opportunity? I would think that they would jump at it because they are really living a tough life. And in playing golf with some guys the other day who played at the Pro-Am at the Glen Club, they actually told me how sorry they felt for the pro that they had in their group because they could tell he was struggling. He's struggling to make a living. You know, their heart went out to him. And, you know, that's that one guy. There's a ton of guys on the Korn Ferry Tour, the Latin American Tour, the Canadian Tour that could all use this kind of help. So I think the PGA Tour not only has to look at the top third, but they got to look at the middle third and the bottom third of all their members, not just make the rich richer. Mm-hmm. But I think in time, the PGA Tour will be a better product because of LIV. And I don't know if LIV's going to make it. I don't know if it'll go on for a year more, two more, five more, 10 more years. But all I know is right here in America, the PGA Tour has a great chance to make their product even better.
Absolutely. And that's the thing is, yes, you're right. The PGA Tour can implement this new money that it has all of a sudden found, $54 million, just poof, out of nowhere, and we can put it into the game here. But like you said, what good does that do if all it does is, okay, Colin Morikawa gets a bigger cut of that. Justin Thomas gets a bigger cut of that now because they are the best golfers on that tour. John Rahm, guys like that. What good does it do if the Scottie Scheffler's just go out and make more money that way? No, it's about keeping the lower rung of your tour on board because, I mean, once some of these top amateurs like Eugenio Chikara, when they jump ship, it may not look like a lot now. Like, the PGA Tour probably isn't losing sleep at night because Eugenio Chikara jumped from Oklahoma State all the way to the LIV Tour. But in 5 years, if all the Eugenio Chikaras of the world start jumping ship, your product's going to be a lot worse. And everyone liked to talk about how the competition at the LIV Tour was going to be nothing because the fields weren't going to be very good. Well, if you get some of these guys, some of these top golf prospects, if you will, on your tour, you're going to see a very different level of competition on the PGA Tour versus the LIV Tour over the next 5-10 years.
And no doubt. And I think from a grassroots growing the game perspective, that's where the PGA Tour needs to sit up and really start to pay attention. Because if these amateurs start to jump before even trying to make the PGA Tour, they not only go ahead and take care of themselves financially, but they now put themselves into a position that can they come back and try to make the PGA Tour? Because how does a PGA Tour suspend somebody that was never a member? So I think that there is a little loophole for the top amateurs to go ahead, ensure their financial future before then they come back to America, unless there's some way, shape, or form that the PGA Tour says, you know what, because you did that. But again, I can't see that happening because to me that's going to result in another lawsuit somewhere down the line.
Ton of gray area right now. All right.
Absolutely.
When we come back, we will talk to Mike Lehman. But first, we got to give away another one of these great CDGA head covers in honor of the 4th of July. Nice red, white, and blue for you here. So be caller number 10 right now. You'll get this CDGA head cover along with a box of Zero Friction Tour Spin balls. 312-332-3776. Caller number 10 right now. 312-332-3776. You'll win that pack right there, the head cover, as well as a box of those Zero Friction golf balls. When we come back, we will talk to Mike Lehman from Golf Elgin. He'll give you all the insight of what you need to know about golfing during the 4th of July weekend and all the other great things going on with Golf Elgin. This segment has been brought to you by Zero Friction, the most innovative products company in golf.
This is the CDGA Golf Show.
Presented by Glenview Park Golf Club, ESPN 1000, 100.3 HD2, and the ESPN Chicago app. From PGA to where you should play, this is the CDGA Golf Show with Tyler Rocky and Barry Cronin. Presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
Welcome back to the CDGA Golf Show, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. Tyler Rocky alongside Mike Gilligan. We're with you every single Sunday morning, 7 to 9 a.m. By the way, congratulations to Kevin Matthey. He's the winner of our latest CDGA prize pack as well. Happy 4th of July weekend to everyone out there. Hope you're having a great weekend of golf, of celebrating, of barbecues, some fireworks as well. And now we bring in Mike Lehman, the director of golf operations on the Jersey Mike's hotline. Jersey Mike's a sub above. By the way, this segment brought to you by Golf Elgin, home of Bowes Creek Country Club and the Highlands of Elgin. Good morning, Mike. How are you on this 4th of July weekend?
Good morning. Just doing wonderful. Thank you.
Mike, it's so good to have you on the air this morning. For those who don't know, Mike serves on the CDGA Public Golf Advisory Committee and is, in my opinion, one of the most respected operators that we have in our district. So it's a real pleasure to have you on. And so a quick question right out of the box here, you know, this season and how it's going versus the past two seasons with the COVID, the explosion of golf, the post somewhat COVID last year, and now we're finally in that what I call maybe close to normalcy back to life again.
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, all of us, you know, a couple of years ago, we were all very hesitant at what's going on, you know, just for our own daily lives, let alone golf. And then obviously patrons found that the golf was really a great venue to stay away from each other, yet be with each other. And that's what golf does. It gives you the opportunity to be out in nature. And, you know, rounds of golf, things like that, those are still extremely strong. So we are, in fact, our June this year was better than last June. And I didn't think that would be possible. And so we're still seeing new customers coming to the game. We're still seeing new players playing the events that we play. And very exciting times for being in the golf. Very busy times. You know, you have those problems of success where, you know, you have so many people. Pace of play can be a struggle for some operators and sometimes even at our own golf courses. You know, it's when you have so many new players that, you know, it's those are some of the things that we have to get past and educate our customers. But, overall, it's a bright future right now. I mean, it's solid, don't you think?
Absolutely. Mike Lehman joining us here on the CDGA Golf Show. Mike, so with the with the way that we had our spring this year, it took a while to really get the nice days, the golfable days, as I like to call them, out there. How have you guys been handling, you brought up the pace of play too, how have you guys been handling this influx of customers and golfers that, listen, the weather is finally here, and we missed out on a good chunk of the spring because of the rain and the late snows that we got and just the miserable cold that we had throughout the spring. How are you guys and other golf operators catching up to still giving these golfers the best possible experience despite the fact that everyone is trying to get out there at the same time now?
Yeah, you know, I don't think there's a way to catch up. You know, you just lose that April day. You lose that those spring days, all of us, right? So you're ready to go when the time is right. And so for us, that was, you know, kind of that May zone, and we did lose some days in May too. But, you know, as long as you have strong, you know, summer, June, July, August, September type things, and you can not close on the weekends and stay away from the rains on the weekends, you're gonna make the dollars to accommodate the large budgets that cost us a lot of money actually to maintain these golf courses. You know, Bowes Creek alone, we spend $750,000 on maintaining the golf course. This is just turf management, right? And Brad Legnioli, my superintendent, who does just a fabulous job over the three golf courses, and you know, it's a very stressful time for him. You get rain, can't get out and maintain things. Golfers are expecting perfect conditions, as it seems to be typical of the American population. And it's not going to exist initially. He's got to have time to get out there. And so I think it's just you rapid fire. You do the best you can to get things in great shape so that people are ready to come out and get what they expect, especially here at, at Bowes Creek in the Highlands.
I have to agree. Brad does a heck of a great job out there. I mean, the conditions are always pristine, both at the Highlands and at Bowes Creek. And, you know, you bring up a good point. He's had to deal with what I call the extremes. We've been extremely wet. We were extremely cold. Now we're extremely dry. And so for those who are trying to maintain their own front lawn, can you imagine how many acres of grass he has to maintain on a day-to-day basis? It's just mind-boggling. But, Mike, you mentioned something about the new player. Who, from your perspective, which demographic are we seeing, from your perspective, the biggest growth?
We're seeing a lot of 20-somethings, you know, and I guess you would call them the millennials, the person who's new to the business marketplace. Maybe he's a remote type, operator. So he might be a tech guy. But he has that available time slot in the day and he can work at night or at his convenience. So there's a lot of those people playing golf these days. And that's, to me, the new market. Matter of fact, we just created a league at Bowes Creek, and we've never had leagues, you know, that weren't member-based. You know, we've got a ladies' league that's 70 ladies strong, and on Tuesday, but we decided to dive into some of the men's ones, and this one in particular, the Thirsty Thursday League on Thursday, obviously, has 30, and I would say half of those guys are young techies.
Yeah, you bring that up, Mike, and I think that's right in my demographic there. So many of my friends have picked up golf over the past 2-3 years, and I think you hit it on the head there. It's the time available and the fact that everyone else is sort of getting into it at the same time. It makes for a good time for everyone involved there. So, 4th of July weekend, where does 4th of July rank for you as a golf holiday weekend?
It's probably the least. You know, the obviously being a Monday holiday, it's a good thing. But 4th of July really is one that people spend some time with their family. You know, that the days running up to it, are, you know, like yesterday was just an, you know, solid day. Today's solid day. We're getting these 100% weather days, right, where it's just gorgeous out. So you're gonna be busy. But really on 4th of July, we actually close the golf courses early so my staff can get out and enjoy you know, the festivities with their family. So we'll close the golf course last tee time, just kind of 2 o'clock type thing, so that everyone can be off the golf course by 7. And it's a great holiday. Obviously, you know, we're in the best country in the world, so it's we should celebrate that all together.
No doubt, and I think the translation is there are open tee times perhaps on the 4th of July, but. With the millennial or any of those that want to get into the game, what is the approach? And I get this question a lot. How does a new player best get into the game so that they catch the fever, they catch the bug, and they feel some success? How would you, you know, help or recommend the new player come into the game and from that perspective?
Yeah, you know, my opinion is going to be along the professional ranks. I think you really need to find a local PGA professional, somebody who's solid. We've got an incredible one, Johnny Esposito. John Esposito, one of the best teaching professionals really in the area and has been for a number of years. Get yourself some really good basis to number one, practice how to get better. You know, learn some etiquette so that you understand pace of play is important. It's probably the biggest myth that's out there right now is the new golfer doesn't understand that, you know, if he's playing at a 4-hour and 45-minute clip, that everyone behind him is going to play at that pace too. And that's the struggle. They think they pay a fee and that's it. They're done. Well, they're affecting other people. And you don't want to be that guy. You want to be the guy who's caring about the people behind you and knowing that, you know, hey, if you're having a bad hole, Just pick it up. You're not playing the U.S. Open. You want to enjoy yourself. Maybe even have some suds with some friends, and that's a fine thing. There's nothing wrong with that. Like I said, this is America, so you know, get out, enjoy yourself, but you know, get some quality education. Learn how to swing the club and learn how to play, you know, swifter.
And you obviously oversee three facilities, and I would say two of the arguably the finest 18-hole public facilities we have in the state of Illinois, and the Highlands and Bowes Creek. So, in your opinion, why should people take the time and make the effort to come out and experience Golf Elgin from your perspective?
Well, I think we have the diversity of golf courses. You know, one that we haven't talked about, Wing Park Golf Course, is a 9-hole municipal golf course. It's the oldest 9-hole municipal golf course in Illinois. If you think about learning the game, what a great place to go out and play 9 holes of golf, 2 hours of golf. It's regulation length, so you can start to kind of vet your game and try to identify, oh, okay, this is how you play. This is how you play golf. And, you know, I think things like that are really, it allows you to play the premium golf course, but also allows you to learn the game. We've got some great instructors. We've got a great driving range and practice facilities to hit balls and practice on. You know, I think you could actually make a full day of it playing, you know, multiple golf courses if you want to. We've got great amenities in Elgin. Elgin is really a hub. It's right down, you know, Randall Road runs through the middle of us. And there's some great places to eat and drink here in our community, as well as the golf courses. We've got the Grumpy Goat Tavern, and even we've got Johnny Supper Club at Bowes Creek. So we've got some great places. It's more than just golf. It can be, you know, hanging out in the back patio and after your round and enjoying friendship there too.
Mike Lehman, Director of Golf Operations at Golf Elgin. Thanks so much for joining us, and have a great 4th of July weekend.
Thank you. You guys as well. Happy holiday to you.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Mike Lehman on the Jersey Mike's Hotline. Jersey Mike's a sub above. When we come back, we'll get you all the happenings around the CDGA. This segment brought to you by Golf Elgin, home of Bowes Creek Country Club and the Highlands of Elgin.
This is the CDGA Golf Show
on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app. Golf is on your mind and on the air right now.
This is the CDGA Golf Show
on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
The segment brought to you by X Golf Downers Grove, with easy access off of I-88 and I-355. Thank you to Barry Cronin for hopping on with us from the John Deere. Thank you to Mike Lehman, the Director of Golf Operations at Golf Elgin, as well, for joining us. If you missed anything, check out the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app or wherever you get your podcast. Tyler Rocky alongside Mike Gilligan. Mike, give us a little rundown of what's going on around the CDGA this week.
Coming up this week, we've got a few things going on. We have our, I'll call it the second half of the summer of our social competition series. We do have a couple of openings coming up here on July the 2nd. If people want to join in a two-person scramble out at Deer Path Golf Club. We also have a senior tour trifecta at August 10th at Glenview Park, where there's still a limited number of openings. But I think the biggest thing I'd want to call attention to is the CDGA has been working long and hard. First off, listening to our members through surveys and the whatnot. And the number one thing that they look for is available golf, discounted golf, deals, you know, that kind of thing. So this week we're going to be unveiling our CDGA booking engine, where CDGA members can go behind their username and password into their personal portal and start to look at a cadre of various golf courses in the community to see deals that only CDGA members can get. So it makes that $40 well worth the investment.
Pays for itself.
It certainly does. You book just two rounds of golf and it's paid for itself easily. And so by the way, you get a handicap.
So it's almost like an enhanced version of Golf Now.
It really is. And in fact, we're partnering with Golf Now so that we mirror the tee engines of a ton of different golf courses in our community. And it's only going to grow and become more robust, because that's what our CDGA members want.
All right. Xander and Hanley are coming up at 10. And we've got White Sox baseball pregame with Connor McKnight at 2:30. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back with you next week.
More golf ahead. The CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.